Town Talk Media Productions presents this edition of the Town Talk Show, where you will get information and insight of what's happening around our area, including our cities, counties, schools, civic events, people of interest, and much, much more. We are the voice for West Texas. And now here's Town Talk.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Town Talk Show. This is Eric Horton, and today we're going to be visiting with Dr. Jim Rodenhauer. He is the Terry County vet out there. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
So far, so good. It's going to be hot today.
Yes, it is.
According to John Robinson, it's going to be really hot. So, I first and foremost want to say thank you for all that you do for animal care and everything like that. I know that it takes a special kind of person to do those special kind of things.
We're just blessed to be here.
There you go. Now, you are a graduate of Texas A&M, is that right?
Yes, sir.
And how long have you been doing veterinary work now?
19 years.
Is that it?
Yes, sir. I know it. You're looking at me thinking, wow, you're way too young.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Yeah, so it is summertime. Of course, it's been summer for a couple of weeks now, obviously. And the heat comes and it goes. Can you talk to us a little bit about how to treat our animals, pets, home pets, even stock animals as well during the summer?
Well, I mean, just like always, fresh water. They need shade. They need a cool place to get out of the sun, out of the heat. You know, that's the main thing. Your dogs and cats, they you know, it's way too hot to be outside too long. They need to either have a shady spot to get, or need to come in the house during the heat of the day.
Yeah, we have our little dog Piper. She stays in and she goes out. She'll scratch at the back door. I want back in.
Yes, sir.
So give her plenty of water as well.
Yes, sir.
I've noticed on, I don't know if you do Facebook or not, but
I do not. My wife does. We have a clinic Facebook page.
Right.
I'm not responsible for that.
But we have a few friends or acquaintances, you know, that their dogs have gotten parvo. First of all, I'm oblivious to all these kinds of things. First of all, what is parvo, and what are the chances of an animal getting of a dog getting parvo?
Parvo is a viral disease. It's this virus is very resistant in the environment. They pick it up by mouth. The virus gets in the lining of the small intestine, causes a great deal of inflammation, which is called enteritis. That enteritis causes vomiting. And then later on, it destroys the lining of the small intestine, and that's where we get the hemorrhagic diarrhea.
Oh.
And, you know, these dogs, they end up, the ones that die from dehydration, mm-hmm. because everything they take in by mouth, they either vomit back up or it goes right through them as diarrhea. And they just, with the destruction of the lining of the small intestine, they're unable to absorb water, nutrients, and they just waste away. Very easy to prevent. And this is a disease in puppies, typically under a year of age. These puppies need to be vaccinated as soon as they're weaned, at 5 to 6 weeks of age. Then they need a booster shot every 3 weeks until they're at least 4 months old. And
oh, wow.
I've seen puppies that have had three sets of vaccinations that still get parvo. You know, I recommend taking these puppies to a veterinarian to get them vaccinated. I wouldn't recommend ordering your vaccine online or going down the street and buying it at the store, at the feed store or wherever, but get it from a veterinarian and make sure they get the full series, because I mean, like I say, it's very easy to prevent, and you know, it's much less expensive to vaccinate than it is to treat for parvo.
Yeah.
Once you've had a dog with parvo in your house or in your yard, again, that virus is very resistant in the environment. you're not going to get rid of it. It's going to be there for years. And so once you've had a dog with parvo, don't get another puppy unless it's had all its vaccinations.
Okay.
And, you know, I see people every day that they come in and their dog's maybe 3 months old and the dog's had the first set of shots, but they never followed up. And, yeah. And a lot of times these people just don't know.
Yeah.
And so, again, we're there to educate and help prevent it next time.
There you go. So, you hit on something a second ago during your explanation that don't go to a vet. Have y'all seen a rise in people getting stuff online and going down to the store?
Absolutely. It's way easier to go to order stuff online than it is to go down the road. Yeah.
I'd rather go down the road, be
absolutely.
Quite honest with you.
Absolutely.
Because I know that if my dog – well, our dogs have come to you before, and of course
– Well, and, you know, it's not just – when you take your puppy in for a vaccination, you're not just paying for the vaccine. You're paying for a physical exam. And, you know – we're there to make sure there's nothing else going on with the puppy.
Right, right.
And so that's very important.
Very, very important. So, well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the other reason why you're here, something very special and dear to your heart, the Charles Orr Memorial Scholarship Foundation. And it's up and coming, and it's been something that's been a big blessing to some senior students here in Terry County. So we'll be right back after these messages.
When you leave this life, how will you be remembered? The legacy you leave will not be measured in dollars and cents or by years lived, but rather by what you accomplished with your life. The measure of our life is not its duration, but its donation. We are here to help your family when you lose a family member. Ratliff Funeral Home in Seminole, Denver City, Seagraves, and Brownfield. We're here for you.
Linagar Electric Cooperative can be depended on with over 60 years of service. At Linagar, we provide electricity to all or part of 11 counties, serving more than 5,400 members and more than 22,000 meters. We are proud to call West Texas our home. With our main office in Tahoka and branch offices in Sundown, La Mesa, and Seagraves. Someone who takes pride in offering the people they serve the very best. Linagar Electric Cooperative is proud to support the students and athletes of West Texas.
Let me get a McPick 2.
Keep the cheers going. McPick 2 is aiming for another win this season. The new lineup just made McPick 2 a powerhouse with the Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, 10-piece Chicken McNuggets, and the savory sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Yeah, we gotta say, folks, things are getting pretty hot in here. The new McPick 2 for $5 menu is a sure deal. Choose any two favorites for just $5. Mix and match yours today. At participating McDonald's, limited time offer, single item at regular price.
All right. We are back here on the Town Talk show this morning, and we've been talking with Dr. Rodenhauer. He is the veterinarian at Terry County Veterinarian Hospital. Is it a hospital? Is that what we call it?
Yes, sir.
All right. And actually, you are one of our great sponsors here with Town Talk and Adventure Marketing. Of course, we always appreciate that. So one of the other reasons why you're here today is to talk about the Charles Orr Memorial Scholarship Foundation. I'm just going to let you have the mic and you just talk about it.
Well, Charles Orr was a great dear friend of mine and a friend of, as far as I'm concerned, everybody in this community. He was a big reason that our stock show program and our youth program is what it is today. After he passed away, I decided that I wanted to start a scholarship foundation in his name, because for everything that he did and everything that his family continues to do today. And so the first year, I pretty much wrote a check for a kid.
Yeah.
It was, I think, $1,000.
Yeah.
Well, the next year, we solicited some donations.
Right.
It got a little bigger. I think maybe it went to $2,000. Mm-hmm. And then we started doing a fundraiser.
Yeah.
And what it is we get Doug Melcher at Terry County Tractor provides us with a Kubota UTV. And what we do is we auction, or excuse me, we sell tickets for a reverse drawing for this Kubota. And what we what we're doing is we're, and this is the fourth year we've done the fundraiser. And anyway, we are selling 250 tickets, and for a steak dinner, each ticket will get two people in the door. We'll have a live band. Again, this is a reverse drawing, so in other words, the last ticket drawn wins the Kubota.
Right.
The first ticket drawn wins a cash prize, and then every 25th ticket after that that is drawn wins a cash prize. When we're down to the last 10 people, or the last 10 tickets, we call those 10 to the front, and those tickets can be auctioned off.
Oh.
And that just makes it fun.
Yeah.
And but anyway, it's just a it's a great time, and we're just we're doing it for the kids. We're doing it to support these kids and get some of these kids into college and just help any way we can. But again, it's a great time. We'll have a great steak dinner, a silent auction. The Rex Thomas Band is playing, and it's on July 28th. The meal will start at 5:30. The drawing will begin at 6 and at the Brownfield Senior Center, 1201 Tahoka Road. We just would love for everybody that can to come out. And let me back up. This past year, we gave four $10,000 scholarships away.
Yes.
And we just want it to grow.
Exactly.
We just gosh, I just these kids work hard, and that the ag program in this county is phenomenal. We've got some great parents, great ag teachers, county agent, and we just want to support them any way we can.
The is there a plan for it to grow to five or six scholarships or?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The sky's the limit. You know, I think. We're going to have an application process.
Right.
In the past, what we've done is we've taken recommendations from these advisors on these kids, but I think we've got such a good and a big group coming up that we're going to go to an application process, but it's the sky's the limit.
Right.
I'd love to give away $10,000 scholarships.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. You know? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. Of course, at the Terry County stock show, junior livestock show this past year, to see the faces of the four recipients, and you know, and of course, this is Eric Horton's opinion. They were very deserving of that. Those four kids.
Definitely. You know, and again, there's a lot more kids out there that are.
That's right. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of kids out there. Well, you want to say anything else before you leave?
Well, we're going to have tickets for sale at Terry County Vet Hospital. There will be some at Terry County Tractor. Come by, call if you have any questions. But we'd love to see everybody out there.
Well, there you go. Well, Doctor, we appreciate you coming in today. Go out there. You got some work you got to get done. but everybody out there listening, this will be up on the website here just momentarily. And then, of course, go out and buy those tickets. It's $150. But, of course, like you said, it gets you a steak dinner. Who's making the steak? What's
Mason Becker.
Ah, yeah. Now, that's worth it.
Absolutely.
That guy can cook.
Yes.
He really can. I enjoy the... I guess the West Texas Young Farmers Association, they do a lot of cooking and stuff, and he's a part of that. And
so, yeah, exactly. If you're in the mood for a 12-ounce New York strip, come out.
There you go. Absolutely. All right. Awesome. Well, everybody, thank you all for listening to us today. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Town Talk Show. You can find today's show on towntalkradio.com. Find us on Facebook and Twitter at Town Talk Radio. This has been a Town Talk Media production. We are the voice of West Texas.